And I will start with John Mata. Okay. And after that will be Monica.
First, I want to thank the league for putting the event on. It's real helpful for the voters to get everyone's views. And as said, hi, I'm John Mata. I've lived in Manhattan for the past 23 years. My wife, Karen, and I have truly enjoyed living and raising our family in this great community. I am retired Vice President of Logistics for Foot Locker. I'm also a former Manhattan City Commissioner, Mayor, and former Chairman of the Riley County Law Board. I'm running again to give back to the community and use my extensive business experience to help Manhattan be affordable as we move into the future. I believe we can drive economic and infrastructure growth without things like 9.4% property tax increases. We have the revenue streams to do it. I have spent a 35-year business career driving efficiencies, lowering costs, while at the same time improving services. I know how to manage $100 million budgets and staffs well over 1,000 people. I want to do this for Manhattan so we can both have growth and a great quality of life, as well as affordability. Thank you.
Thank you. Monica McFarlane.
Hi, I wanted to say thank you to the League of Women Voters, the AAUW, and the Chamber for organizing this event. And I also wanted to thank KMAN for broadcasting. But I also wanted to thank everyone who's taking the time to tune in today and to learn more about the local candidates and sharing in the process of local governance. This is our community, and you set the tone for our future with your votes. My family and I have been in Manhattan now for 10 years. Originally, we came here due to my husband's military service, but he retired 2.5 years ago, and we have decided to remain part of this community. We did so because of all the opportunities that our family was afforded by being part of the Manhattan community. And I want to be able to see many of our community members feel that they have access to those opportunities to make their lives better here as well. I care about this community, and I'm also passionate about public service. I decided to run for Manhattan City Commission because Manhattan has a lot of good things going for it, but I still think that it can do better. I want to help Manhattan grow in sustainable ways. And unfortunately, right now, we're in a period of stagnation. We need to find ways to develop industry jobs that are good paying, that keeps the talent in town. And we also need to provide services that allow all of our residents to feel that they're valued and respected members of this community. Unfortunately, we've had a lot of issues that have gone unaddressed for far too long, such as flooding mitigation and stormwater infrastructure, also lack of good paying jobs, and then also affordable and safe housing for all of our residents, which many community members without feel disconnected, unequally valued, and disrespected. These are things that the city can do, and I want to support that.
Thank you. Usha, ready?
Yes, thank you once again to the League, AAUW, and KMAN, as well as the Chamber for sponsoring this event. I've been in Manhattan for over 28 years. My children grew up here and received their K-12 education in USD 383. I taught at Ogden Elementary School for over 16 years, and I'm on a leave of absence currently. This is my second term on the City Commission, and I served as mayor twice. Being a public school teacher has prepared me to work with families from a variety of backgrounds, socioeconomic conditions, ideologies, and resources. And I know policies cannot be based on a one-size-fits-all approach. I make decisions based on reviewing the information that's given to me, listening to feedback from the community, and deciding what's in the best interest for all of Manhattan. I understand budgets, processes, partnerships, and collaborations. I value relationships with our partners such as Kansas State University, USD 383, Fort Riley, the Chamber, and the Flint Hills region. These are essential for the success of Manhattan. In the past few years, we've had 3 rec centers, the EDGE collaboration program, revitalization of Aggieville Business District. All of this is important to be competitive in this state as well as the nation. I'm dedicated to our community. I'm proud to be calling Manhattan my home, and I'm looking forward to answering your questions and to your vote on or before November 2nd. Thank you.
Aaron Estabrook.
Hi. Too many folks in politics today spend all their time complaining about problems and looking for who to blame. That's not how I operate. I'm here to find solutions to these problems and get results, and compromise is at the root of that. From being a farm kid to an Army sergeant and now a city commissioner, I know the value of hard work and what it takes to get things done. My service has taught me to respect passion, rely on logical reasoning to solve problems, and ensure space for dissent and differing views. 2 years ago, you elected me, and I've kept my word despite the chaos and complexity of the global pandemic, with your help, found ways to get stuff done for you. Together, we have accomplished more than many imagined. We were successful in dedicating 10% or about $6.5 million of the economic development sales tax that citizens passed in 2020 toward future workforce housing initiatives in Manhattan. I worked with the MLK committee to make it possible to officially rename 17th Street and recognize the historic connection Martin Luther King Jr. has with the K-State, with K-State and the Manhattan community. We demanded that goals be set, and we rolled out the first ever strategic plan for the city. I'm seeking re-election because I know there's more work to do, and I have a unique capacity to continue the progress we have made. I ask for your support once again.
Thank you. Wynn Butler?
I want to thank the League for putting on this forum. It's always a pleasure to take part in these type of events. Now, my background, for those of you who aren't familiar, I spent 25 years on active duty as an infantry officer. And pick Manhattan as the place to retire because I've lived all over the world, and this is probably one of the best places on the entire planet. After I retired, I spent 20 years working on the Barton County Community College campus on Fort Riley as the associate dean and the director of long distance education. Plus, I instructed several classes. I became interested in city government back in about 2011 because I was concerned about taxes. And my concern is still taxes, infrastructure, and responsible growth. And I believe that's where our focus needs to be. We can make Manhattan better, but we have to gain control of the tax base. That is what will make Manhattan affordable. So I'm Wynn Butler, and I'll appreciate your vote in November.
Thank you, Wynn. Caleb James.
Thank you all for putting on this event. I believe civil discourse is a staple of democracy and a necessity for any country calling itself free. A little about me. My name is Caleb James. I'm a married father of three. I'm an Army veteran. Currently, I work as a manager of business analysis in the Division of Standardized Operations and Analytics. I own a small business here in town, and I also coach youth track. I'm running for city commission because I care about this city and the viability of this city for future generations. The tax burden in this city is killing businesses, stagnating growth, and making it more and more unaffordable to live. In the last 6 months, I've worked on over 30 projects in 15 different states. I've done viability assessments, streamlined government processes, and my team has stood up projects ranging from 30 to 1,000 employees. I understand how COVID has impacted business functionality, recruitment and retention efforts, and I understand what has been most effective in the recruitment and retention of qualified employees. I want to bring this experience and understanding to the commission to help move Manhattan forward strategically and in a way that provides an affordable and enjoyable community for anyone who wishes to call Manhattan home. Thank you.
Thank you. Rich Jankovic.
Thank you all for putting this event on. It's always a great time to visit with the League and all of the folks in our viewing network and on air. My name is Rich Jankovic, and I am a candidate for City Commission. My family has been here since 1967. I did have a little bit of hiatus after college, but I moved back in 2003 and have served the community in many, many, many ways. Currently, I'm the chair of our airport board, as well as serve on our city audit committee. I've served on our chamber. I've served as a city commissioner, also on the law board, as John indicated, and Wynn and all of us have. Ironically, four of us today have served together during my tenure and others, which is a kind of a unique situation for any candidate to be running again. I'm running again because I think that we need to have a more positive attitude towards our community. We have so many phenomenal assets, and we need to bring us back to a place where we're welcoming, inclusive, and serving all of our community. I do want to work to bring the budget into much more focus and look much more closely at what our actual needs are going to be as we go forward, as I see our tax dollars beginning to become more and more difficult to attain. So I hope for your vote on November 2nd or before as we start early voting next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich. And Marcus, will you please introduce yourself?
All right. Thank you so much. So my name is Marcus Kidd. Thank you so much to the League of Women Voters for hosting this event and inviting all of us to attend. So who am I? So my name is Marcus. I'm a second-gen K-Stater. I was born and raised here in the Manhattan area. My parents met by way of the military and then relocated to Manhattan. And so after I was born, we just decided to nest and call Manhattan our home. So with being here for 3 decades, a lot, I've seen a lot happen with the city, with its growth, expansion, evolution. My background educationally, I have a bachelor's of arts in psychological sciences and then a master's in counseling student development. I'm working on my doctorate in counseling student development. The reason why I'm running is that I really want to help bring more representation and transparency to the city commission. I feel that with the community that we have here in Manhattan, it can be best served by all different types of people, people that that resemble them, that look like them, that have different identities that match up with them. And so I hope to be able to bring that to the city commission if elected. My experience, I have tons of leadership experience. I work at K-State as an assistant director of enrollment management. And so I get the whole aspect of recruitment and retention of students and bringing more people into a space. I also have business experience working at the movie theater here in town, Carmike Cinemas and now AMC Theater. So I hope to be able to have y'all learn more about me as we continue to go into October. And I look forward to your vote on November 2nd.